Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. Not long ago, I watched a preschool teacher playing with a toddler who was stacking blocks. His fine motor control wasn't perfect yet, so his stacks were a bit wobbly. He'd get a few blocks in place and then crash. He laughed and simply began over again. But on about the fourth try, the teacher stepped in. When the tower began to sway, she took the next block out of the little boy's hand. "Here," she said, "let me help you." And she straightened the tower and added three more blocks. So what's wrong with that? Aren't adults supposed to help kids? After all, we're more experienced and more skillful. Curiously enough, though, this particular toddler wasn't interested in having a tall, perfectly aligned tower. He looked at his teacher's work for a moment, then knocked it down with a swipe of his hand and began again, by himself. The point was not the finished product, but the process of learning to stack, and the fun of blocks crashing down over and over again. Parents often care about finished products and believe that the goal of an activity is to produce one. If you paint, you should make a painting. If you get the blocks out, you should build something recognizable, not just experiment with gravity and shapes. For most kids, though, the real value of learning is in the process. Parents help their kids because they hate to see them struggle and want them to feel capable. And sometimes, parents have high standards and expectations. It can be difficult to accept a child's less-than-perfect attempts to make the bed, put away the dishes, or mow the lawn. But when parents help too much, children may fail to develop the perseverance and tolerance for frustration that's required to succeed at any important task. Ann Landers, yes, that Ann Landers, once said, "It's not what you do for your children, but what you have taught them to do for themselves that will make them successful human beings." Many parents will do just about anything to ensure that their child never fails and never has to experience disappointment or failure. But is that really helpful? One writer puts it this way: prepare your child for the road, not the road for your child. Your child may learn more from failing, with support and comfort from caring adults, than he does from successes engineered by others. How will he learn resilience if no one lets him fail? What can you do? Think before stepping in to help. What might your child learn from whatever he's doing, even if it doesn't appear to be successful? If his tower falls, can you provide empathy and perhaps a few clues? Can you prepare your child for the road ahead? For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.